From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, the 11th day of November 2013, Veterans Day. All non-essential federal, state, county, and local municipalities are closed. Post offices, banks, and school districts are also closed today. The National Weather Service is predicting increasing clouds for today with a high near 49 degrees. For tonight, scattered rain and snow showers before 3 a.m., then scattered snow showers. It will be cloudy with a low around 31 degrees. The chance of precipitation today is 50%. We'll give you the long-range forecast in a moment, but first, here is the weekend review. Some of the stories that made the news from November the 8th to November the 11th. Barbara Rihanna reported in the Register Star that the Kinderhook Town Board announced on Thursday the Kinderhook Town Hall, located in Niverville, will be auctioned off on December the 7th. Supervisor Pat Grattan will serve as auctioneer. The minimum bid on the building and approximately 5.2 acres of land is set at $140,000. The first attempt to sell the former town hall was unsuccessful. The town moved its offices into the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Center in Valencia in the spring. Proceeds from the sale of the former town hall will be put toward municipal center maintenance, according to a municipal cooperation agreement between the town and the village of Valencia. You'll find that full story in the Register Star. Brian Hubert reported in the Daily Mail on the scheduled creation of a Cairo-Durham Central School District strategic plan during the next coming months. Cairo-Durham Superintendent Mary Fassett anticipates that approximately 30 community members will participate as members of the committee and help draft the plan during the course of 2 full work days and 2 evenings. Fassett said a variety of stakeholders will be recruited to participate, including teachers, board members, and staff, but also students, grandparents, business owners, and residents without children enrolled in the district. The district is expected to make more information available online on its website, cairodurham.org, in the very near future. The Daily Freeman reported that 2 Save Energy, Save Dollar workshops will be held to help consumers learn how to lower their energy consumption using no-cost or low-cost conservation methods. The first workshop will be held November 18th at the Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties Agroforestry Resource Center in Accra. The second workshop will be held December the 5th at Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties Education Center in Hudson. Information on available energy assistance programs will be provided, and participants will receive 3 free compact fluorescent light bulbs. For more information, go online to CCEColumbiaGreen.org. That's CCEColumbiaGreen.org. As for the weather for this Veterans Day, the National Weather Service is predicting increasing clouds with a high near 49 degrees. For Monday night, scattered rain and snow showers before 3 a.m., then scattered snow showers. It will be cloudy with a low around 31. The chance of precipitation for today is 50%. Forecast for the next 3 days: on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 22. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 42. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 24. On Thursday, it will be sunny with a high near 47. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 27. Sunrise today was at 6:42 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:36 p.m. The length of the day, 9 hours and 54 minutes. That's 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the 11th day of November 2013, Veterans Day. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.